The gospel reading today is we hear this story of the people looking for Jesus, which by itself is a wonderful thing. It's what all of us have to be doing, seeking the Lord. And ultimately, you look at what these people did. It was a bit of a hardship for them to be able to go from Tiberias to Capernaum. That's quite a few miles. I mean, it's not huge, but still, it's probably 6-8 miles that they had to go to be able to get there. They wanted to see the Lord. That's excellent. But then we need to look a little deeper and ask the question, why? Why did they want to see the Lord? And Jesus makes very clear, it's not because you saw signs, but it's because you ate your fill of the loaves. It's like, well, wasn't that the sign? No. They were being selfish. Let's seek him out for our own good. Now, that's where the spiritual life starts for most of us, selfishly. Because we want to pray and we want to get to know the Lord, but we usually want it for our own selfish reason. That's true for anybody. But the whole point of the spiritual life is to get to the point of simply loving the Lord, conforming ourselves to him indeed, but it is about him, not about us. That's the thing that we have to look at. And so as we consider our own selves, you can ask yourself, what is it that I'm seeking? Am I seeking Jesus for his sake? Or am I seeking Jesus for my sake? He's seeking you for your sake. You don't need to worry about you. Obviously, yes, we want to stay out of sin and so on in that sense, but if we're loving the Lord, we're going to stay out of sin. If we're doing things for him, we're not going to be offending him. So that's the whole point. Yes, we want to grow in virtue. Yes, we want to grow in holiness, all of these things. But that growth in holiness is ultimately to become more and more like him. And he is love, pure and simple. So that's what he's looking for from us, just to love him, knowing that he's loving us. That sounds easy. We know it's not. Those of you who are married, you know how difficult that can be. You made a vow to love this one person, and some days that's pretty difficult. Some days it's really, really difficult. Some days it's pretty easy. But it's not in the easy parts that we're growing in love. When it's really easy and pleasant and fun, it doesn't require a whole lot of charity. When it's difficult, it requires a lot of charity. And when it's really, really difficult, it requires a huge amount of charity. And so you look at the saints in the spiritual life. Early on, there are lots of pleasant things. That's because, again, the Lord knows in our selfishness that if it were difficult, we would walk away. And so he gives us lots of consolations. And then he starts taking them away and allows things to get more and more difficult. That's for our purification. That's so that we will be able to love more perfectly. That's what it's all about. Again, he wants only our good. He's loving us. He's seeking our good and nothing other than that. But are we seeking his? When we look at somebody like St. Stephen, as we hear in the first reading today, you have him preaching and arguing or debating with these people, and he's got this wisdom that they can't contradict. They can't stand him. They make up false things about him. They drag him before the Sanhedrin. And what did the people see? His face was like that of an angel. Ask yourself, if that happened to you, what would your face look like? Probably a lot of anger and frustration and lashing out, and this is unjust, and why are you doing this to me, and blah, blah, blah. The only way that we're going to have a face that looks like an angel is when we're conformed to Christ. Because in the midst then of all the trials, we can still be at peace because our focus is on Him, not on ourselves. If our focus is on ourselves, yeah, we're going to be anything but angelic. But if our focus is on Him and we're conformed to Him, again, St. Stephen could have been trying to serve the Lord and wants to do God's will, and then these things happen and he falls flat on his face. That would probably sound like you and me. We want to do God's will. We want to serve Him. We want to be conformed to Him, and then we mess up. That's because we're not yet conformed to Him. So He'll keep giving us more opportunities. And what do those opportunities look like? More things that are really, really difficult. Because that's the only way that we grow. So we see it on the natural level in a relationship. The love grows through the difficult times. We see the same thing in the spiritual life. But even though that's the case, what we have to do even before that is to look at our own disposition. That question of why am I there? What am I looking for? These people were looking for Jesus. Excellent. They were looking for Him for the wrong reason. We want to look for the Lord for the right reason. We want to love Him. That's all. We want to do His will. While it is true that we're the ones who are going to benefit if we do His will, because He isn't going to get anything out of it, it's not a matter of looking at it and saying, what am I going to get? What's the benefit for me? Because then we're doing it for a selfish reason again. Love is selfless. Love is seeking only the good of the other, not of the self. That's a huge challenge that God puts before us. And yet, it's the very purpose of our creation, and it is the only thing that will fulfill us. So, keep seeking the Lord. Seek Him with your whole heart and soul and strength. But then work to adjust that disposition so we're truly seeking Him for Him. Just trying to love Him. We don't need to worry about ourselves. That's His job. He's loving you. You just need to love Him. It sounds so simple until we try. So that's what we want to keep working at. We see these people, what they want is excellent. They want to find the Lord. They're even willing to go through difficulties and hardships to find Him. But their disposition still needed to be adjusted. So does ours. And so slowly as we work through the spiritual life, it adjusts more and more and more. So don't get too worried if it's not there yet. Just know that's where you're headed. That's the goal. That's my desire, is just to love the Lord for Him. And then He'll give you these opportunities where you'll fall on your face and you'll recognize how selfish I still am. And I'm looking for me again instead of for Him. And I'm focused on myself instead of on Him. That's just His way of letting you see that, yes, you're making progress, but still some work to do, still some selfishness there that needs to be purified out. That's what all those struggles in the spiritual life are all about, and the struggles in our own lives. It's all there to help us ultimately to grow in love, to strip us of our selfishness, and to be able to help us then to have that disposition which is correct, the most perfect disposition to seek the Lord with our whole heart and soul and strength so that we can love the Lord with our whole heart and soul and strength.